With 89 days to go before Election Day, many voters remain undecided between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. NPR congressional reporter Susan Davis had a chance to listen to some of those voters. They're known as Walmart moms. They participated in a focus group as part of research funded by Walmart. Susan Davis joins us now. Hey there.
Hey, Audie.
All right, so what exactly is a Walmart mom? Did this used to be called a soccer mom?
It's very similar. This is a term that sort of popularized in 2008. And what makes a Walmart mom is they tend to be between the ages of 18 and 44. They have at least one kid under the age of 18 at home, and they shop at Walmart at least once a month. They tend to be, they're not very strong partisans. They're swing voters. They vote both Republican and Democrat. They don't feel very strongly about the election, but they are a hugely influential bloc. They make up, according to pollsters that study them, about 14 to 17% of the electorate every election year.
So it's a big number.
It is.
And you said they're swing voters. How do they feel about their choices this time around?
So the focus groups that I listened in on were a group of moms from Columbus, Ohio, and a group from Phoenix, Arizona. And overwhelmingly, they are incredibly disappointed with the choices that they have this year. A significant number of them said they've remained very open to third-party candidates that might show up on the ballot. And they all tend to see their votes as voting against a candidate instead of voting for a candidate.
And while this group may be women, it sounds like they aren't swayed by the fact that Clinton is the first woman to be nominated as a major party candidate, right?
A handful said they thought it was big and it was history, but almost on the whole, they said that it didn't feel as big or as momentous as 2008 when the first Black president was nominated, obviously Barack Obama. For Clinton, her biggest issue with these women is they say they just don't feel like they can trust her. It came up over and over again as a top cause of hesitation about her. Specifically, the use of a private email server. Here's a sample of the kind of thing we heard. This is Amy, and she was from the Phoenix group.
The whole email thing. I'm like, come on. You have to take security of our soldiers and people in foreign countries and our embassies seriously, and I don't think she does.
On the upside for Clinton, she is widely viewed as being more experienced and having a better temperament. And unanimously in both of these groups, regardless of how they were leaning, all of them said they expect her to win this November.
So of the Trump supporters, what were some of the reasons they gave for backing him?
He definitely has more likability. They were asked if they were having a summer cookout, who they'd rather have over, and Trump was the prevailing favorite. They said he would be more entertaining. They think of him as more of a change agent. But at the same time, they question his temperament and his inexperience. Both of those things came up again and again. And they also questioned his ability to handle a crisis. They also really rejected his assertion that this election could somehow be rigged. This is Africa. She's a Latina mom, and she was also from the Phoenix group.
I think he's alienated himself, and now he's trying to find, you know, ways to... I don't think he feels confident that he's going to win, and with his type of personality, he wants to make sure that it's not... It doesn't look like I lost fair and square. Is it that she won because it was fixed?
Another notable point is that these women all see Donald Trump as distinct from the Republican Party. They see them as two completely separate brands.
You've been talking to voters all election season. Did anything come out of this group that surprised you?
The one thing they said is that the conventions did not play much of a role at all in shaping how they think, and that they are all looking to the presidential debates that start next month as hugely influential factors as to how they're going to vote this November.
That's NPR's Susan Davis. We should also note that the Walton Family Foundation, which Walmart's creators established, supports NPR's education coverage.